It's Friday, October 25th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. This week, 9 Iranian Christians were sentenced to 5 years in prison on trumped-up charges for their participation in a home church in Rasht between January and February of this year. Please pray for Pastor Matthias Hagnajad, Khalil Dekanpour, Hossein Elisha Kadavar, Kamal Namanian, Mohammed Vafada, Sharuz Eslamdos, Babak Husseinzadeh, Mehdi Khatibi, and Benham Akhlaqi, who have been sent to Iran's Evin prison. The Christians said they plan to appeal the sentence. Hebrews 13 verse 3 says, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." On Wednesday, Hong Kong authorities withdrew the controversial extradition bill that sparked months of massive protests in the region for democratic reforms. Hong Kong Security Chief John Lee said, quote, "The government has expressed several times that the work related to the bill had completely stopped. Now, in order to more clearly illustrate the government's stance on the bill, I formally announced the withdrawal of the bill." Christians have been concerned that the bill would be used against those involved in China-related ministries by extraditing them to China, where they could be imprisoned. Also, Hong Kong's Court of the First Instance ruled last week against redefining marriage, keeping the jurisdiction's definition of marriage as a union between a man and a woman. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces reported yesterday that Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies attacked 3 villages, breaching the ceasefire agreement. The Syrian Democratic Forces said their forces were still clashing and called on the U.S. to intervene and stop the attacks. Abortion and faux homosexual marriage were legalized in Northern Ireland this week for the first time after lawmakers failed to assemble on Monday and blocked laws passed for the province by the UK. Already, over 900 medical professionals in Northern Ireland have signed a letter saying that they will not participate in the killing of unborn babies. Dr. Andrew Couples told The Independent that some are willing to lose their jobs to protect life. Daniel 3, verse 18 reminds us, "When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused an illegitimate command, 'Let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.'" On Monday, a Dallas jury ruled 11-1 against Jeffrey Younger, a Texas father, in his fight against his ex-wife, Dr. Anna Georgoulis, a pediatrician who is trying to have their 7-year-old son James, quote-unquote, transition into a girl whom she will call Luna. The case has sparked national outrage as a change.org petition has garnered over 220,000 signatures calling on Republican Governor Greg Abbott and state lawmakers to intervene. Governor Abbott responded Wednesday evening, saying the situation, quote, "is being looked into by the Texas Attorney General's Office and the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services," end quote. Also, the judge presiding over the case ruled yesterday that the parents will have joint conservatorship over James, including making joint medical decisions. Nearly 900 abortion mills have lost federal funding from a federal family planning program since President Trump's Protect Life rule banned recipients from referring patients to abortion services. Power to Decide, a pro-abortion group, has documented the facilities nationwide that lost Title X funding after those Planned Parenthood clinics refused to comply with the Trump rule. They chose to pass on $60 million of funding. Created nearly 50 years ago, Title X serves patients who are poor or do not have health insurance by distributing $260 million in family planning grants annually. 5 states lost all of their Title X funding as a result of the new rule, including Maine, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, and Washington. Other states which lost significant funding were Alaska, Connecticut, Idaho, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New York, and Ohio. Analysis of Barna Group data by Pastor Ryan Burge, an assistant professor of political science at Eastern Illinois University, found that members of younger generations who leave the church are less likely to return compared with older generations. The analysis found that members of the baby boomer generation born between 1945 and 1964 who may have left the church often return in their 30s or 40s. However, analysis of later generations found the statistical return had flatlined among those born around 1970, and that those born after 1980 actually reversed the trend. Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25 says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Friday, October 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.